Today's daf is daf Yud Zayin. Yesterday we got up to the bottom of Tes Zayin Amud Beis. The Gemara is discussing the fact that the Mishnah taught that a Shavua cannot take effect about a mitzvah, whereas a neder can prevent a person from being able to fulfill a mitzvah. Now the Gemara discussed the exact formulation, how a person has to say it. But bottom line is that if a person does speak of the object and speak of deriving any benefit from the object, he could become prohibited from sitting in a sukkah or using a lulav. Says the Gemara, we are four lines from the very bottom. V'shein nishbayin lavor la mitzvos mehacha nafkale is the source that an oath, that a shvua cannot take effect to make a person violate a mitzvah. Is it derived from the verse, Lo Yachel Devaro? He should not desecrate his word. That when it's his word, he has a law not to desecrate it. But when he made an oath about God's word, he doesn't have any, there are no directives to him about desecrating or not. Is that the source? Mehasam Nafkale, we derive it from a different source. The Tanya, as we learned in a Braisa, Yachel Nishba Levatlas HaMitzvah. Is it possible that if somebody took an oath to not fulfill a mitzvah, the low detail, and in the end he did fulfill the mitzvah, he didn't annul the mitzvah, Yachol Yehei Chayev, maybe he would be obligated for violating the Shvua, as we will learn when we get to Masechet Shvuos. If a person takes an oath and by mistake violates it, he has to bring a karban. It's called a karban Olav Yored. It's a karban that depends on how wealthy he is. If he's more wealthy, it's an animal. If he's less wealthy, it's just a bird. And if he violated it on purpose, he would get malkos. He would get lashes that bring out the belt to take him. So the pasuk there says about a shvua, Talmud Lomar, lahara o lehetiv, a person who will make an oath, lahara, an oath to do something bad, o lehetiv, to do something good. In other words, an oath not to eat, to do something bad, to deny himself food, or lehetiv, or to do something good, an oath to eat. So mahatava rishus, just like when the Torah talks about to do bad or to do good means, you know, it's an option, he's allowed to do good. Af hara rishus, so to the doing bad is something that he's allowed to do. But if he were to take an oath about something that he's obligated to do, so then it doesn't take effect. Yatzeh nishba levatlas hamitzvah. So this excludes a person who swears to not fulfill a mitzvah, v'lo bitel. Then he doesn't fulfill the oath. He doesn't nullify the mitzvah. Shein rishus biyado. He doesn't have that permission. So the Gemara answers, why do we need two psukim? Chad kra lemiftrei mikarban shvua. One pasuk, lahara lehetiv, says that if a person swore about a mitzvah and he didn't fulfill that oath, he doesn't have to bring the karban of a shvua. V'chad, but the other pasuk, is lemiftere min lav de shvua. It's to exempt him from the prohibition and from the malkos, that he's not considered in violation of the prohibition, nor would he get the malkos. Okay, next Mishnah, continuing with the theme of distinctions between nedarim and shvuos. Says the Mishnah, yesh neder besoch neder. You can have a neder within another neder. In other words, you can have one neder, and then a second neder take effect on top of that first neder, so that you have a neder, namely the second within a neder within the first.
Is that yours, neder?
That's neder. Right. There's a person can put a neder on him and then put another one on him. Mm-hmm. And they can both take effect. However, ein shvua betoch shvua. You can't have an oath within an oath. You can't have an oath on an oath. Once a person takes an oath, that's it. He can't have a second oath about that topic. In other words, a person couldn't say, I swear I will eat, or I swear I won't eat this loaf, And then it says a second time, I swear I won't eat this loaf. And then he eats from the loaf. He wouldn't get lashes twice. He would only get lashes once. Only the first neder took effect. I'm sorry, the first oath took effect. The second shvua did not take effect. Ketzad, what would be an example of a neder in another neder, a neder taking effect on top of a pre-existing neder? Amar, if a guy says, Hareini Nazir, I would be a Nazir. Behold, I am a Nazir. Im ochal if I eat. In other words, a guy is saying, I don't want to eat at Reuven's house. Reuven says, come. He says, no, I don't want to come to you. He says, please come. He says, I can't come. Why can't you come? He says, you know how serious I am when I say I can't come? I'm a Nazir if I eat from you. If I would eat from you, I'm not going to be stuck as a Nazir. So that's what he said. And then he repeated it. Amareni Nazir Mochal. And then again, Hareni Nazir Mochal. I'm going to be a Nazir if I eat from you. And then Achal. Then he ate. So now he's a two-time Nazir. Chayev al Kolachas V'Achas. He's obligated to be a Nazir. And then again to be a Nazir. He has to have 30 days of being a Nazir, bring Karbana. So then again, 30 days of being a Nazir and bringing karbanos.
Is this unique to Nazir?
To Neder. It could be true with other Nedarim too. But Nazirus starts with a Neder. The Torah says, Ish ki yidor Neder la'Hashem.
But the Neder, is it unique to being a Nazir by saying you get 30 days and 30 days? I mean, is there something else? Can you make a Neder on something else that gives you...
Yeah. Yeah. You can, any two Nedarim could take effect, one on the other.
Neder on somebody else's Neder... Is that the same punishment as on your own double neder?
It sounds like it. Yeah.
So if I say I'm going to be a Nazir three times,
then there'll be 90 days of Nazirus.
Of what you say.
I thought always to be a Nazir is is a positive thing. Now here is saying it is a negative.
He said it as a negative, right? But it's a vow. However, with an oath, with a shvua, it wouldn't be so. Shvua shelo ochal, a guy says, a shvua, I'm not eating. And then he repeats, shvua shelo ochal, a shvua that I'm not eating. V'yachal, and then he forgot about it all, and he ate. Ein ochayev ela achas, you'd only have to bring one karbon. Because when it comes to a shvua, it doesn't take effect on top of another shvua. So why don't we open up the Ran here. It's the Ran's here on the Mishnah, page 17a. 17a, page
79.
Why don't we start on the bottom here, on page 78. Mishnah, a neder can be effective within another neder, but an oath cannot be effective within another oath. If a person said, I'm a Nazir if I eat, I'm a Nazir if I eat, and he ate, he's obligated for each one. So explains the Ran, the Farish for Gemara, the Gemara is explained... It's not only true where the neder had a condition where he said, I'm going to be a Nazir if something happens. The same would be so if he would say, I am a Nazir, and then again say, I am a Nazir without any conditions. They both would take effect. And now he's obligated for two periods of Nazirus. But since in regards to Shavua, the Mishnah says, an oath that I won't eat, so Tanagabi Nazir im ochal. That's why in the case of Neder, was also to prevent eating. It was, I'm a Nazir if I would eat. This is that we say that he's obligated for each one. Lomai, what it means is, Techayiv linog Nazirus al kol Kabbalah v'Kabbalah. The meaning of being obligated for each one is that he's obligated to conduct himself as a Nazir for each declaration for each time he said, V'chiyamar eini nazir, eini nazir. If he would say, I am a nazir, I am a nazir, chayev shtei nazirus, it means he has to count twice. Mona shloshim yom, he counts 30 days, umevi karban, brings a karban, v'chozer mona shloshim yom, he then counts another 30 days, umevi karban, brings a second set of karbanos. V'nafkalan mi gemara mi nazir lahazir. In the Gemara, it's derived from the words nazir lahazir, where the Torah uses the word nazirus twice. It adds the Ran, this is called a neder within a neder. What do you mean a neder within a neder? It's a neder after a neder. Why is it called a neder in a neder? Which sounds like you have a neder and on top of it another neder. It's really one neder, and then after it a second neder. It answers the Ran, Lefisha nezirus shniya, because the second is zirus. Took effect within the time period of the first. He said, I am a Nazir if I eat. Then he says again, I am a Nazir if I eat. That second statement really took effect now. But it's just impossible to be a Nazir twice now. Because you're either a Nazir or you're not a Nazir. Once you're a Nazir one. You're not a Nazir two times. So therefore, you do it again after these 30 days. But basically, it took effect now. It's just there's no way to realize how it took effect until after these 30 days, and then you have a second 30 days. But really, it started now. That's what the language of the Mishnah is. There's a neder within a neder. Just it's impossible for him to count it until he finished counting the first nazirus. To him, Isa, because if you're going to suggest to lo chayla b'shas nidro, that the second nazirus hasn't yet taken effect when he is counting out his first nazirus, then how could it take effect after he finishes the first nazirus? After the first nazirus, he's not making a new neder. And if it didn't take effect now, it shouldn't take effect 30 days from now. Elavadai, so what it must be is mehashtu the chayla. The nazirus took effect now. That's what the language of the Mishnah is. There is a neder in a neder. When he said, I am a nazir if I eat, and then he says again, I am a nazir if I eat, from the perspective of the law, he's a nazir and he's a nazir now. It's just impossible to be a nazir twice now. So therefore, he counts 30 days, and now the second I am a Nazir means a second 30 days. He will bring two sets of karbanos. He'll bring a set of karbanos after 30 days, and a second set of karbanos after the second set of 30 days.
Right after. No day in between.
Yeah.
Okay. Shabbos at the end. So he can't cut his hair. He can't avoid in between.
No, he does. I think he does. That the first set of karbanos, he cuts his hair, then he does it all over again.
Rabbi, I know this guy. Have you asked him, you know, what's happening? I swear nothing. I swear nothing, okay? Then he has a l'chaim, and then he sit down and talk for 3 hours. What is the punishment for this guy? That's a shavuot, no?
It'd be one false shavuot. Yeah, he gets lashes.
Lashes guy, right?
Yeah. If it was a mistake, it'd be a carbon, but if it's... Bring out the belt. That's right.
Okay.
All right, the Gemara. Now, there are different versions of how to read this Gemara. We'll read it the way of the Ran. I'll read it the way of the Ran. Kevan to Amar Areini Nazir. Once he says, I am a Nazir, and then again he says, I am a Nazir. Yeah, this is the link. The Ran changes the text. The Ran adds the following before Amar Rav Huna. Once he says, I am a Nazir, and then again he would say, I am a Nazir, even without saying, if I eat, then he should be a Nazir twice, Havale Nazir. Furthermore, if he said, I'm a Nazir, if I eat, why does he have to say twice, I'm a Nazir, I'm a Nazir? V'chiyachal tzuva umasrin bay. If he said, I'm a Nazir if I eat, and he eats a lot, and before each bite he eats, we warn him, machayev al kol achila v'achila, each act of eating should require a new Nazirus. Where it says, I did the katani shvur shlo ochal. Really, he didn't have to say, I'm a Nazir if I eat. He could have just said, if he just said, I'm a Nazir, and then he says again, I'm a Nazir, he'd be a Nazir twice. But since it said, a shvur that I won't eat, Tananami Arini Nazir Mochal, that's why it also said, I'm a Nazir if I eat. But Olam Gabi Nazir Latzarach Lameimar Imochal. But in regards to a Nazir, he doesn't have to say, if I will eat. That's all added by the Ran. Amar Rav Huna. Now Rav Huna added. We have an argument here. Lo Shanu, this law that one Nazirus can take effect on top of another Nazirus, that's only Eloda Amar Harini Nazir Hayom. He says, I'm a Nazir today. So that means for the next 30 days, I won't drink wine. I won't come into contact with the dead. So that starts from today. And then he says, Areni Nazir, Reoldam Nazir Lamachar, starting from tomorrow. So if I start from we have a calendar. We have a calendar. Right, of let's say 35 days. He began his Nazirus here. So that Nazirus ends here. The next Nazirus starts the day later. So the next Nazirus goes all of those days plus one more because it started a day later. So if he says, I'm a Nazir today, and then he says, I'm a Nazir starting from today, and then he said, and I'm a Nazir starting from tomorrow. So, demigu de kamitosef yoma yasera, since that second Nazirus, which started from tomorrow, adds one added day to the Nazirus that started from today. So since it took effect in that added day, therefore, chayla Nazirus al Nazirus, it also takes effect on days that already have Nazirus on them. As if I say I'm a Nazir starting from today, so for the next 30 days I'm a Nazir, then if I were to say, and I'm a Nazir from tomorrow. So now I'm a Nazir for the next, 29 days for two reasons. And on the day after that, I'm a Nazir for one reason, only for the second statement. So since the second statement took effect on the day after what the first statement took effect on, therefore it's sort of like what we've learned in Maseches Yevamos. There's something called an Isser Kolel. Really, Ein Isser Chalal Isser. One prohibition can't be layered on top of a pre-existing prohibition, but if the second prohibition deals with new items, it adds more, it broadens the prohibition. So once it broadened it, it also can come into things that were already covered with the first prohibition. So here too, since he says, I'm a Nazir today, and then he says, I'm a Nazir tomorrow, so since the Nazirus of tomorrow adds a day past the Nazirus of today, so it takes effect.
It doesn't trump the old one. It doesn't replace
it. No, it doesn't replace. It just gets layered on top. That's the view of Rav Huna. However, says Rav Huna, Avol Amar. But if he were to say, Hareini Nazir Hayom, I am a Nazir today, and repeat, Hareini Nazir Hayom, I am a Nazir today. So he's trying to just impact the same 30 days. Ein Chala Nazirus Al Nazirus. The second Nazirus can't take effect on the pre-existing Nazirus because we have a rule. Ein Isur Chal Al Isur. Prohibition cannot take effect on top of a pre-existing prohibition.
Unless it adds something.
Great.
The argument that
that's what Rav Huna is saying.
That's right.
Exactly. However, Shmuel disagrees. Shmuel Amar, Afilu Amar Hareini Nazir Hayom, Hareini Nazir Hayom. Even if he said, I am a Nazir today, and then he repeats and says again, I am a Nazir today. Chala Nazirus Alei. The Nazirus does take effect, and he has to count two periods of Nazirus based on the Pasuk, Nazir Lahazi. So we have an argument here. When we learned in the Mishnah that you could have neder on top of neder, does that mean that the second neder had to add something past the first neder? Then it could be neder on top of neder? Or maybe even if the second neder doesn't seem to add anything beyond what the first neder already included, based on the pasuk, Nazir Lahazir, you could have neder on top of neder. That's an argument between Rav Huna and Shmuel. Rav Huna says neder number two has to add something. And Shmuel says, no, even if neder number two just repeats what neder number one said, you have a neder take effect on a neder. So now the Gemara is going to try to prove who is right. Says the Gemara, Ul Rav Huna, according to Rav Huna, that said that neder number two needed to add something for it to take effect. So Adi Tana ein Shvua Besoch Shvua. Why did our Tana say you could have a neder on top of a neder, but you can't have a Shvua on top of a Shvua? So if he wants to say sometimes you can have two, sometimes you can't have two, why throw in Shvua? Listen, he just say like this. Sometimes you have a neder on top of neder, and sometimes there ain't neder besoch neder. Sometimes you can't have a neder on top of a neder. If he said, Areini Nazir, Ayom Areini Nazir L'machar, I'm a Nazir starting from today, then he says, I'm a Nazir starting from tomorrow, where the second statement added a day, then you could have a neder on top of a neder. But if he were to, the Mishnah should then spell out, but if he said, Areini Nazir, Ayom Areini Nazir, Ayom, but if he said, I'm a Nazir today, and I'm a Nazir today, he just repeated the statement, the second statement didn't add anything, then ain't neder besoch neder. So let the Mishnah spell all of that out. So the Gemara says, according to Rav Huna, you're right. It's a question. It's a question. In other words, many times when the Gemara has a question, it just leaves it with a question. What the Gemara means is it's really not such a question. And we don't even need to tell you the answer. Why is it not such a question? Because it's not the point of the Mishnah. The point of the Mishnah was not to say sometimes you might have two prohibitions, sometimes you'll only have one. The point of the Mishnah is to draw distinctions between Nedarim and Shavuos. That's the whole perek. A neder can take effect on a mitzvah, Shavua can't. Shavua can take effect on something intangible, a neder can't. The whole point is to distinguish between Nedarim and Shavuos. So it says, here's another distinction. Neder can be on top of another neder, Shavua can't be on top of a Shavua. But to say, oh, why talk about Shavua? Tell me that sometimes a neder can be on top of a neder, sometimes a neder can't be on top of a neder. That's not our point. Our point wasn't that sometimes you have two prohibitions, sometimes you have one prohibition. The point was, here's yet another distinction between neder and shvua. So, that's really not such a question.
Rabbi, is there any ceiling or cap on this neder on top of neder? It could be three times?
Yeah.
It could, so as soon as three...
Yeah, three times in zero. As many times he put it on himself.
Oh. He could do it the same day with five people, and twice he has it, keep on going, right?
Yeah, whatever he does, we have to watch what we say. We have to watch what we say, and after we say it, we have to watch what we said and make sure to fulfill what we said.
Barely don't talk about it.
That's true. That's what we learned back in Masechet Megillah. That's for sure. As we learned in Masechet Megillah and Masechet Brachos, where the Gemara said, if it costs a dollar for a word, pay two for silence. Silence is always better.
They should have made these rules for women.
It's always good. It's always good. It's good to be quiet. So now, further questions on Rav Huna. We learned in a Mishnah. Our Mishnah again. Yesh neder besoch neder. There is a neder on top of a neder, but vein shvua besoch shvua. You can't have a shvua on top of a shvua. So the Gemara says, hey chidami, what's the case of the Mishnah? If he said, I am a Nazir today, and then he said, I am a Nazir tomorrow, starting from tomorrow, and that's how Rav Huna reads the Mishnah, that only when he's adding by means of the second declaration does the second declaration take effect? So now, the very case where a nedarim, a neder, takes effect on top of a neder, that's the case where in Shavua it didn't take effect, because that's the whole point. The difference was not what he said, the difference is whether he said it as a neder or whether he said it as a Shavua. So that which he was trying to do as a neder, were he to try to do it as a Shavua, wouldn't work. That's the point of the Mishnah. So if so, the kavasa gabe Shavua, what's the case of Shavua where we said a Shavua doesn't take effect on top of a Shavua? Where he says, Shavua shalo ochal te'enim, I swear that I won't eat figs. And then v'chazer v'yamar, then he says again, Shavua shalo ochal anavim, and I swear, not only won't I eat figs, I won't eat figs, and I won't eat grapes. So if he said, I swear not to eat figs, then he says, I swear not to eat grapes, why would the second oath not take effect? He swore to eat grapes. Why wouldn't it take effect? Ela yichidami. So what do you have to say? What's the case where the shvua doesn't take effect on a shvua? To lo chal a shvua al shvua, kagon damer, where he said, shvua shalo ochal tein, I swear that I won't eat figs. And then he repeated it. And I swear I won't eat figs. So that's why the second swearing didn't take effect. So one second, let's go back now. In the very same basic act, just with the difference being that it's neder, it does take effect. So that's the case in regards to nazirus. Hey, Chidami, what's the case? Damar eni nazir hayom. It must be that he said, I'm a nazir today if I eat. And then he repeated, Areni nazir hayom, I'm a nazir today if I eat. The katani in the Mishnah says, yesh neder besoch neder. There is a neder on top of a neder. So kashi le Rav Huna. So that's a problem with Rav Huna. It's a problem with Rav Huna. Because again, Rav Huna says that the only time the second neder takes effect is when the second neder dealt with some things that the first neder didn't deal with. Okay. Very interesting. Go to our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says a neder can take effect on a neder, a shvua can't take effect on a shvua. So one second, if you're saying that when a neder takes effect on a neder, it's because the second neder dealt with things that the first neder didn't deal with. So then the shvua would have to deal with things that the first shvua didn't deal with. But then the shvua should take effect. If you're going to say the shvua is not taking effect, it's because the shvua is just repeating what the second shvua merely repeated the first shvua. That means that the neder merely repeated the first neder. And the Mishnah says that a neder does take effect. So it shows that Shmuel is right and Rav Huna is wrong. Answers the Gemara, no. Amlocha Rav Huna. Rav Huna will tell you like this. When the Mishnah says, Yesh neder besoch neder, masnis and damar arini nazar yom arini azal machar. When the Mishnah says there can be an oath taking effect on top of another oath, a neder can take effect on top of another neder, it's only in the case where neder number two added. He said, I'm a Nazir today, and then he says, and I'm a Nazir starting from tomorrow. And since the Nazir is starting from tomorrow has another day to it, it also took effect on the Nazir starting from today. Dekavasa gabe Shavua. Now the case of Shavua is the following. Da'amar shalovo chalteinim. He says, a Shavua, I won't eat figs. The Chazar v'yam, and then he says, and a Shavua shalovo chalteinim va'anavim, and a Shavua that I won't eat figs and grapes together. He said, a shvua, I won't eat figs. And then he said, a shvua, I won't eat figs and grapes. So the second, but only together. Mm-hmm. So the second shvua did have some features more than the first shvua. But you can't get to the second shvua without first violating the first shvua. Because right? To have grapes and figs together, you're having figs. And you already said, I'm not going to have figs. So since the figs, he already is prohibited because he said he's not going to have figs. So on the figs, the shvua never took effect. Since the shvua didn't take effect on the figs, it doesn't take effect on the grapes.
So he gets 50% off on his lashes, Rabbi?
No lashes for the second shvua.
No, 50, but yeah, right.
That one is an impossibility.
What do you mean?
The first one, but what if he said, I will not eat figs for a month, and then he says, tomorrow I will not eat figs for a month.
Oh, you're saying, what happens if he gave two different terms?
Yes.
Why didn't they give that example?
That's right. Because this example, of course, it doesn't apply. Mm-hmm. Because the first one already prohibits him anyway.
I guess the feeling is, that's what I think the Ran answers that question, that in Shavua, the feeling is that since for those first 29 days, there would be no Shvua, so it would stay as no Shvua. Whereas in a neder, since a neder fills an object, so once part of the object gets filled, the rest gets filled. But a Shvua, which is an Isra Gavra, I think that's what he says, it couldn't take effect. That's a good question. So the Gemara asks, but even this very law we don't think is right. Ivo Amar Rabba, but Rabba said, Shvua Shlo Ochal Teinu, if a fellow says, I swear that I won't eat figs. Then he says, and I swear I won't eat figs and grapes together. And he ate figs by mistake. And he separated a carbon for it. Then he went back and he ate grapes. So now, the grapes is only half of a shvua, and he doesn't have to bring a carbon. What do you see? The only reason why he didn't bring a carbon for the second shvua was because he had separated a carbon already after eating the figs. But if he would have eaten figs, not separated a carbon, and then eaten grapes, it sounds like he would have to bring two carbonos, one for the first shvua, one for the second. So that tells us that if he made an oath not to eat figs, and then he went back and said, and an oath, I won't eat figs and grapes together, since that second oath impacts grapes, which wasn't impacted by the first oath, it also takes effect for the figs. So that's against what Rav Huna just told us that the Mishnah is saying isn't so. Says the Gemara, Rav Huna, lo svira le ki Rabba. Rav Huna doesn't hold like Rabba. Rabba holds that if I took a shvua not to eat figs, and then a shvua not to eat figs and grapes together, since the second shvua impacts grapes, it also impacts figs, and I'm now stuck in a situation of having two oaths on me about figs. But Rav Huna disagrees. Rav Huna holds that that's the very case of our Mishnah. That's the case of our Mishnah, that the second Shvua doesn't take effect. That since for the second Shvua to be meaningful, I'd also have to get involved with figs, and I've already talked about the figs, therefore the second Shvua doesn't take effect at all. So again, another question. Meisvei, I'll challenge you. Rav Huna says that when does a neder take effect on a neder? When he said a neder, that I'll be a Nazir starting from today, and then a Nedra, I'll be a Nazir starting from tomorrow. Otherwise, it wouldn't take effect, the second one. Meisvei, I'll challenge you. We learned, Misha Nazir Shtei Nazirus, a person who made two sets of Nazirus. Manas Arishon, he counted 30 days, Vefrish Karban, he brought it, separated a Karban. Then, Venishal Aleha. Then he went to a Chacham, and he took off the Nedra as if he had never made the Nazirus. So also lo shnia barishona. So now those 30 days that he had counted as a nazirus will count for his second neder of nazirus. So Yechidam, what's the case? If he said I'm a nazir today, and then I'm a nazir starting from tomorrow, am I also lo shnia barishona? Now that he removed the first nazirus through a Hataras Neder, how could those days have counted as the second Nazirus? So Yikoyom Yaser, but there's a day that he's missing, because the second Nazirus started from the next day. Elab Shitas, what's the case? I'm a Nazir Ayom. He said, I'm a Nazir today. Both took effect, and then he counted the 30 days. He separated a carbon, and then he removed the 30 days. He removed the Neder by being Matir Neder. So then the Mishnah says, those first 30 days now count for the second. So you see that when he says, I'm a Nazir today, they both take effect. So you have to do Rav Huna, this proves Rav Huna. So Kumar says, lo, no, that's not what's going on. Lo, I'm really, are any Nazir Ayom, or any Nazir Lamachar? He said, I'm a Nazir starting from today, and then he says, I'm a Nazir starting from tomorrow. What do you mean that once he removed the Neder, the days he counted as the first Nazirus can count towards the second Nazirus? My Olsalo, what does it mean it counted for him? Levar Ma'uyom Yisera, besides that added day, Inami alternatively, Kagon Shekibel Alav Shtei Nazirus Pevas Achas. Maybe the case where he said, I'm going to be a Nazir at the same moment twice. And then he said it explicitly that his Nazirus is co-consecutive, that it's together. that it takes effect. But if he said, I'm a Nazir today, and then he repeats again, I'm a Nazir today, Rav Huna holds, it doesn't take effect.